Records for Houston area rainfalls go as far back as 1889, and this month's levels are the lowest in that time. Intercontinental Airport recorded less than a tenth of an inch of rain this month, although some parts of West and Southwest Houston had more than 1 inch. Meteorologist Chris Hebert with Impact Weather says it's so dry because an area of low pressure has settled over the East Coast.
The winds on the backside of this low pressure area are coming down the plains out of the north and northwest, and that's bringing a lot of dry air down to the Gulf Coast. So we haven't had a lot of rain. Occasionally we'll get a frontal system that moved on through, and we might get some rain along these frontal boundaries. But as we move into June, we're getting less and less of those frontal boundaries and just more of that dry air coming down out of the north instead of the deep Gulf moisture that we're used to.
But Hebert says the pattern seems to be slowly changing, and more moisture is likely in the forecast for July. But that doesn't help residents of the city of Dickinson. The water district there recorded a 100% capacity usage of treated drinking water over the weekend. Water District General Manager David Paulison says that triggered mandatory water rationings today for Dickinson residents.
That really regulates, for the most part, the use of water outdoors. It regulates when you may water your grass with sprinklers. It regulates when you can wash your cars at home, when you can fill swimming pools.
Paulison says the water capacity is back closer to normal levels, but the water rationing is still in effect for 30 days. Laurie Johnson, Houston Public Radio News.